Hello. Welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor Otiten. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Wow, it's so good to be with you once again this morning. I have some few things to share with you again. And I want you to turn in your Bible to Romans chapter 8, verse 26. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now the Holy Spirit is a person. It's not supposed to be itself, it's himself. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts, that is verse 27, knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Hallelujah. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, our weakness. What is that weakness? It says, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. It's not that we don't know how to pray. We know how to pray, because the Bible says that we should pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. You see, but we do not know what to pray. Sometimes something may be happening to your parents and you need to pray for them, but you don't know. You have no idea of what is going on in their lives. Sometimes something is happening somewhere that you ought to pray, you need to pray about, but you don't know about it. Because you don't know about it, you can't pray about it. Well, there's a solution for that. That is an infirmity. It says, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Then it says, by the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. He does it. He makes intercession for the saints, for you and I, according to the will of God. So the Spirit of God makes intercession. He's the Spirit of intercession. He makes intercession for the saints, for you and I, according to the will of God. Oh, hallelujah. Today I'm talking to you about praying according to the will of God, or praying according to God's will. You see, now, in this particular verse of the Bible, we've seen that the Spirit of God prays and makes intercession for us. But how does he do it? I mean, is the Holy Spirit just sitting inside me and praying in me without my awareness? Do I have anything to do with it? Well, emphatically, yes. The Bible makes us know that you have something to do with it, because the Holy Spirit is not just doing it on his own. He does it with you and I. You see, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14. It says, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. Now, you know that the Bible says that he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. You see, so the amplified version of this particular verse of the Bible says that, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit, then it says, by the Holy Spirit within me prays. You see, my spirit by the Holy Spirit within me prays. So when I start speaking in tongues, the Spirit of God also starts praying. In other words, I can get the Holy Spirit to make that intercession for me and pray according to the will of God by praying in tongues. Hallelujah. So I can pray according to God's will. How? By speaking in tongues. Because as I speak in tongues, the Holy Spirit within me, the Spirit within me, by the Holy Spirit within me prays. And as my spirit prays, the Holy Spirit prays. And as the Holy Spirit prays, he prays or makes intercession for me according to the will of God. He says, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit of God maketh intercession for us. He makes intercession for us. As you begin to pray in tongues and lift up your hands towards heaven and just begin to speak in the language of the Spirit. Palaga sadavanamba domundush ebabada. Palaga sanda bababa. Bele, 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 bele. It says that your mind is unfruitful, is unproductive. Your mind is unproductive, so you may not even understand what you're saying. I don't understand what I'm saying now, but I know that I'm praying according to the will of God. I know that I'm praying and settling things, settling issues on every side, putting things in the right place by the power of the Holy Spirit that is working in me. Because the Holy Spirit is making intercession for me according to the will of the Father. Oh, hallelujah. I want you to begin to speak in the language of the Spirit and pray in the language of the Spirit. Because as you do so, the Spirit of God is making intercession for you according to the will of God. And praying according to what God wants for that particular moment. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Pada baba sendeleve. Ye baba sondele badaba dagish kadabayandeleve. Randas kabadonoba ademembe palugos kabayande. Fala kasada bayaba. Oh, hallelujah. I can go on and on for the whole day. I want you to go on and on for the whole day. I love you so much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.